In the autumn of 2010, the Wobbes received a letter from their internet provider, KPN, informing them that their internet access had been blocked. KPN said it had observed malicious activity on the family's IP address. When asked about it, Edwin brushed it off as nonsense. To Jose, he answered in jargon, saying somebody had cracked his WPA2 key and exploited their internet connection. Baffled, Jose let it go. KPN, however, did not let it go. The company's abuse team carried out its own investigation. This revealed that Edwin had used a rented server to mount an attack on a website offering movie and TV downloads. When confronted with the evidence, Edwin's justification was that he didn't like the site's administrators. Edwin had bombarded the website with so many data packets that it crashed. Something known as a DDoS attack. This kind of attack is a crime. Edwin is very active on the internet, as are some of his friends. In some instances, they're described as a hacking ring. Someone at KPN wrote to Root in an email. We wonder if he understands what kind of consequences his actions can have. We urge you to talk to him about this. Root spoke to Edwin and wrote back. I've had a long discussion with him. He's a sensitive kid and is gradually coming to see that what he did is a serious offense. Root and Edwin had agreed the computer would be off limits for 3 months and that he'd get it cleaned by a professional. I don't know anything about computers, Root concluded his email. Do you have any suggestions on who could help me clean up his computer? KPN never replied. Edwin's parents could tell that something was brewing. He was on edge and hardly ever left his room. As soon as the computer ban was lifted, he was back on his PC for as long as 12 hours a day. School wasn't going well. His course was heavy on classroom and group work, which didn't suit him at all. He preferred to do things on his own. He was dismissive of his teachers. I know more about computers than all of them put together, he told his parents one evening. Also, the stomach aches had returned, and he was taking an anti-anxiety drug, oxazepam, to help him relax and sleep. With his parents' consent, in the summer of 2011, Edwin transferred to a computing course at Zutkin College in Rotterdam, where students were given more freedom and could work independently on projects. It didn't help. Jose and Ruth didn't know precisely how Edwin was spending his time. Occasionally, he mentioned someone he knew in England or Australia, so they assumed he'd made friends online. At least he's finally socializing, they said. Still, he seemed joyless. They told each other he needed space, that surely there were some things that gave him pleasure, and that he had a knack for computers. But on days he never left his screen, it was hard not to despair. More than once they wondered, should we pull the plug?